This is Brian Jenkins of Chosen 300 Ministries. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to join us on the web at www.chosen300.org, where you can learn about volunteer activities and also opportunities for giving. You can give by sending us a gift to Chosen 300 Ministries at P.O. Box 95, Ardmore, Pennsylvania, 19003. We also have an option for online giving right on our website at chosen300.org, and we also encourage you to designate your United Way or community giving gifts at your place of employment to Chosen 300 Ministries. This is a big help to our ongoing expense for our mission projects in Center City, Philadelphia. We want to thank you so much for joining to us today, and may God bless you and you enjoy today's message.
Mark chapter 13, verses 31 through 37. Amen. And we know you probably have some ideas in your mind about what that means to live each day as if it's the last. And when we say that, many different things might cross our mind, amen? And we know that today is what special day on the calendar? New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, right? It's December 31st, 2006, the last day of the year 2006, amen? The last day before the year 2007 begins, amen? And that's pretty significant because as our sister Shanday has already declared, amen, and helped us to remember, that means that God kept us from January 1st to December 31st, amen? Oh, things weren't perfect, amen? Things weren't exactly the way we wanted them to be, but God allowed us to live each and every day, and even before January 1st, 2006, amen? Live each day as if it's the last. Well, today is the last day before the new year begins. And as we think about New Year's Eve traditions, there are a lot of things that people do to prepare for the beginning of the new year. And there are a lot of things that people do to celebrate the fact that the current year is coming to a close. Amen? You may have heard that some people believe that you should fix or eat black-eyed peas. I learned that that was a Southern tradition. There was a dish called Hoppin' John, where you fixed black-eyed peas and ham hocks, I believe. And the saying goes that if you eat plenty of peas, or if you eat peas on New Year's Eve, you'll have plenty for the rest of the upcoming year. Amen. And some people even go so far as to say that you should fix greens. How many of you like collard greens? They say you should fix greens, and the greens represent money. That's what they say, amen? Now, I know we can't find that in the word nowhere, right? But that's what they say. And then some people make all kinds of New Year's resolutions. How many of you have heard of some of those New Year's resolutions? Well, I'm going to shed about 30 pounds, and I'm going to stop smoking, and I'm going to stop drinking, and I'm going to be nice or more nice to people. Amen? Sometimes there's all kinds of New Year's resolutions. And half the time we make those resolutions, and how many days do we keep what we say? Maybe the first 3 or 4 days. Amen? Amen. And then there's all kinds of parties and celebrations. I mean, you got the people that are packing out Times Square. They're probably assembling right now, amen? Because they want to get that spot. They want to see that ball drop at 11:59, amen? And you've got the people in the clubs, and you've got people all over the place. And you've got people, amen, preparing for watch night service at churches all across the country, amen? Where we get together and we worship the Lord and we celebrate what God has done. Amen? Amen? Praise God. You even have fireworks. Amen. How many of you have ever seen fireworks used to celebrate the beginning of the new year? And I read that long ago, fire and noise was thought to drive away evil spirits and to bring good luck. Well, how many of you are glad that we don't have to rely on fire and noise to drive away evil spirits, but that the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the one that drives the evil spirits from our lives? Amen? Amen. So there's all these things that people do to celebrate the last day of the year and the beginning of the new year. But you see, God promises in the Bible that Jesus will be returning to this earth. And what will he be returning to do? To get his people, amen, and for judgment, amen. Jesus will be returning to claim back to himself anybody who has accepted him as Lord and Savior. But see, this is the trick. Listen up. We know that today is December 31st, right? And we know that at midnight, the year 2007 will begin. And so many people are preparing, and they're getting ready to celebrate, and they're making New Year's resolutions, and they're fixing their black eyed peas and their greens or whatever they're going to do. But the Bible never told us what day and what hour Jesus would return. Right? Never told us. No man knows the day nor the hour. Amen? So, what are we to do? Prepare. Keep planning, right? Keep preparing. Keep praising him. Live each day as if it is the last. Amen? See, now you know what I'm talking about, right? Live each day. Live each day as if it is the day that Jesus will return. Amen? Amen? Live each day as if it is the day that Jesus will return. So how will we prepare for Jesus' return? And will you live each day as if it were the last day before Christ's return? Will you live each day? Can you live each day? Well, I'm here to tell you that I can and you can too. There are four things, and then I'll be finished, amen, with this message. But there are four things that we can keep in mind as we strive to live each day as if it's the day that Jesus will return. And I bet that if there was another preacher here, he could come up with four other things. And if there was a third preacher up here, he could come up with four other things. But these are the four things that God laid on my heart for each of us as we strive to live each day as if it is the day that Jesus will return to receive his people. Amen? The first thing that we need to do is accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen? We've got to be saved. Amen? We've got to name the name of Jesus. We've got to proclaim Jesus as our Lord and our King and our Heavenly Father. Amen? Amen. The Word of God says in John 3:16. And 17, and I'm reading in the New Living Translation, it says, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son." He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his son into the world not to judge the world but to save the world through him. And you have the New International Version here. Amen. Posted for you to read on the wall. Jesus came so that you and I can be saved and have everlasting life. Well, if we want to prepare to be with Jesus when he returns, if we want to live each day as if it is the last, then we have to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Somebody say, you will be saved. Repeat this after me. Say, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart the Lord Jesus, I will be saved. Come on and give the Lord a hand of praise. You know, that's the best insurance policy we could ever have. Amen. To live each day as if it is the day that Jesus will return, we need to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And we also need to seek the Lord on a daily basis. Amen. Now, that's not hard. It sounds hard, but it's not hard. Because there's so many ways that we can seek the Lord. Amen. I want to share with you a scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And you're going to have it here in the New International Version, and I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, "And he will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern." If you make the kingdom of God the most important thing in your life, then he will give you all that you need. Now see, the problem is that sometimes what he gives us, let's say it like this, what we think we need and what he gives us and what he knows that we need are sometimes two different things. How many of you know that's where the problem comes in? Right? We want this much, right? And God gives us this much. And if we don't know God's word that says that he gives us what we need, then we have a problem, right? Because we're like, "Lord, what's going on? I want this much, but you gave me this much." Gives us what we can handle. This brother's helping me preach. Thank you, brother. Amen. God will give us what we need if we make the kingdom of God our primary concern. And you're probably more familiar with this scripture in the King James Version, where it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." So how do we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? We can read the word. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We can pray.
Yes.
Can I get an amen?
Amen?
You can pray walking down the street. Amen. You don't have to be on your knees every time you pray. Sometimes, but if you can. But God hears our prayers when we're walking down the street. God hears our prayers when we are moving about our daily routine. So we can read the word. We can pray. We can fast. Uh-oh. I don't know about y'all. I don't particularly care for fasting, but that's something that I'm going to have to do better in. Amen. Praise God. Fasting is when we give up food, and in place of food, we spend time reading the word and praying. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we can also come to worship. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise for worship this morning, because we can seek his face here in worship. Amen. And we can do Bible study. There's so many classes and opportunities right here at Chosen 300 for you to study God's word. So we're going to live each day as if it's the day that Jesus is going to return, by first making sure that we've accepted him as Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by seeking him, and also by learning to love God and to love others. Amen. The word of God says in Matthew chapter 22, I'm just going to jump down to verse 37 through 40. Jesus was talking to a group of priests, and he said, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." I'm reading starting at verse 37. And then verse 38 says, "This is the first and greatest commandment." And verse 39, "And second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself." Amen. Verse 40, "The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments." So God commands that we love him and that we love each other. Amen. And there's so many ways that we can love our neighbor. Amen. We all believe that we know how to love God. We can obey his word, and we can come to worship, and we can read the word of God. But sometimes those neighbors, they get on our nerves a little bit. Anybody ever experienced that? Sometimes your neighbor just, you know, kind of rubs you the wrong way, you know, just kind of irks you a little bit. Well, let's ask God for strength, not only to love him, but to love our neighbor. Amen. And there's so many ways that we can love our neighbor. We can pray for our neighbor. We can give to our neighbor. Amen. We can invite our neighbor to Chosen 300 to worship. Amen. So that they too can find the Lord and receive this joy and strength that we have received by being part of this great ministry. Amen. And speaking of the last day, sometimes we can even show love toward our neighbor by giving our neighbor the last, knowing that God will provide for us again. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we want to save the last for ourselves. Amen. The last donut, the last piece of cake, or whatever the last is, we want to keep it because we're afraid that there's no more coming. But when we trust in the Lord, we can give, we can think of others more highly and give the last to others, knowing that God will return to us and bless us. Amen. So love God and love your neighbors. So we want to live each day as if it's the last day, as if it's the day that Jesus will return, by accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior, by seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, by loving God and loving others, and then lastly, by doing God's work. Amen. Our main scripture for today was Mark chapter 13, verse 37. Mark chapter 13, verse 31 through 37. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. However, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen, meaning no one knows the day nor the hour when Jesus will return. Amen. Not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father knows. And since you don't know when that time will come, be on guard. Amen. Be alert. Amen. Stay alert. In other words, live each day. Come on, somebody say this with me. Live each day as if it's the last. Amen. The parable that Jesus presented here, the parable that Mark presented here goes like this. He says, the coming of the Son of Man can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. Amen. And Jesus came to the earth, died on the cross for our sins, right? Rose again on the third day, and then he ascended into heaven. So we can kind of compare Jesus to the man going on a long trip. We know, now don't get it twisted here. We know that Jesus is just a prayer away, right? But to understand this parable, let's compare Jesus to the man who's going away on a long trip. And his servants are who? Let me see your hand if you're a servant of the Lord. We're his servants, right? So Jesus is the man going on a long trip. We're his servants. And when the man left home, he gave each of his slaves or servants instructions. I don't mind being called a slave as long as I'm being called a slave of God. Amen? So he gave each of his slaves instructions about the work they were to do. Did God give you instructions about the work that you're to do? To love your neighbor as yourself? Amen. To tell other people about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. To share the love of Jesus. And he told the gatekeeper to watch for his return. You too, meaning all of us, must keep watch. For you don't know when the master of the household will return. We don't know when Jesus will return. Amen. Amen. In the evening, at midnight, before dawn or daybreak, tonight, tomorrow, before the ball drops tonight in Times Square. We don't know when Jesus will return. Amen. Don't let him find you sleeping when he arrives without warning. In other words, don't let Jesus find you not having accepted him as Lord and Savior. Don't let Jesus find you not dedicating your life to him. Amen. But seek to dedicate your life to the Lord and to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Don't let him find you sleeping. I say to you what I say to everyone, watch for him. How many of you are going to watch for Jesus every day? Every day. Every day. Every day when you get up in the morning. Today, is it the day, Lord? Lord, I'm watching for you. Lord, I want to love you. I want to serve you. I want to enjoy you while I watch for your return. Amen? Amen. Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I ask that you would help me to love others and to love you more. I ask that you would show me how to seek your face. And I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would show me how to do your work. Amen. Let's live each day as if it's the last day, as if it's the day that Jesus will return. Because the word of God says we know not the day nor the hour, but we know that he shall appear. Amen. And he's coming back to claim all of us who have accepted him as Lord and Savior, all of us who believe in Lord Jesus Christ, and all of us who are part of his family. Amen. Won't you stand up on your feet at this time and give God a hand of praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. We hope you enjoyed today's mission message for today. We encourage you once again to sow a seed of faith into this ministry. We are the ministry that is uniting the body of Christ to reach the world, to help the homeless and less fortunate. We also encourage you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. for our Sunday morning worship and breakfast. And again, any volunteer opportunity, they're located on the website at chosen300.org, where you can participate in helping the homeless and less fortunate. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.